Unit 4. Animal Intelligence. Page 80. Vocabulary.
Welcome to this month's guest lecture. This morning I'm pleased to introduce Dr. Addison Shanks, visiting scholar from Johnson University. So, without further delay, I'll give the floor to Professor Shanks.
Thank you. Good to be here. Today, we'll consider whether animals are intelligent in the same ways that humans are. Let me begin by asking you how we know humans are intelligent. Off the top of your head, would you say it's because we invent language or use tools? Is it because we can transfer knowledge we learn in one context to another context? Are we intelligent because we can deceive and intentionally trick others? Or is it because we empathize with others, understanding how they feel? Are other animals capable of these things as well? Let's consider some recent research. First, humans are conscious beings. When we look into a mirror, for example, we know we are seeing our own image. What about other animals? If you show a chimp his own reflection in a mirror, one might assume that he thinks he's looking at another chimp. But is it true that he just doesn't get it? Or would the chimp understand he's looking at himself? Apparently, he would. When some apes look into a mirror for the first time, their reaction is spontaneous. They examine their teeth. In some studies, researchers put paint on the faces of sleeping chimps. After waking, the chimps used a mirror to get the paint off. This shows awareness or knowledge of self. Dolphins and elephants have also demonstrated self-awareness. They look into mirrors to examine themselves after researchers place marks or objects on their heads. Second, we've learned some intriguing things about the ability of animals to communicate, both with each other and with humans. Of course, most animals aren't able to vocalize, that is, put voice to words. However, a growing number of animals raised in captivity have learned to communicate with humans through computers or gestures, sometimes learning thousands of words. While we could claim that this is just rote memorization and not true communication, studies have shown that certain apes can ask and answer questions they have never heard before, and even create new words. For example, a gorilla named Coco saw a picture of a mask for the first time and called it an eye hat. What other abilities are unique to humans? We humans show intelligence by putting items into categories according to color, size, shape, and so on. Humans also find answers to complex problems and apply the answers in a different context or new situation. However, many examples show that animals can figure out complicated problems and transfer knowledge as well. Crows, for instance, figure out how to steal when fishermen aren't looking by pulling the fishing line out of the water inch by inch until they get the fish. Finally, consider emotions. Are humans alone in feeling love, sadness, empathy, compassion? Consider the research gorilla, who showed distress and stopped eating when her pet kitten died. Or recall that elephants display grief when family members die. Like humans, can animals be socialized to help one another? And do animals lie and use deception to trick others? Do animals guess what others are thinking and then take advantage of that knowledge? At this point, you can safely predict yes. Case in point, an elephant secretly learned how to open his cage at a zoo. After the humans had left for the night, the elephant opened all the other elephant cages, releasing his friends for midnight walks. So we end up asking if animal intelligence is really so different from that of humans, and if so, to what degree? Furthermore, if animals can categorize, perform simple mathematics, intentionally deceive others, make and carry out plans, and communicate with humans, what kind of relationship should we have with them? A growing body of research is pushing the edge of the envelope on what we consider human when we think about these questions.